This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. 2018 is the year that Hillary Clinton may go to prison. I know, it sounds like it will never happen. This woman has gotten away with everything in her life. I mean, she is a ruthless criminal. She ran a criminal empire, an enterprise of incredible corruption and treason. She sold off America's uranium strategic supply to Russia-linked companies in exchange for donations to the Clinton Foundation. She and Bill both are going to have to face the music, it looks like. The FBI, this is in a new article just by townhall.com. They found that congressional investigators found irregularities, that's what they're calling it, irregularities, in the way the FBI handled Hillary Clinton's email investigation. And by irregularities, what they mean is they had complete evidence of multiple felony crimes committed by Hillary Clinton, you know, violations of national security and so on, and they gave her a pass, and they did it deliberately. They swept it under the rug because she's Hillary Clinton, which is why all of us who are real Americans, we understand that if Hillary Clinton doesn't go to jail, then the rule of law is null and void in America. If Hillary Clinton doesn't go to jail, along with the FBI traitors and treasonous cover-up artists inside the FBI, which includes, by the way, Peter Strzok, as well as James Comey, and probably Robert Mueller, but an investigation needs to be done. If those people don't go to jail, then the rule of law is dead in America. Then this republic is lost, because this republic is founded on the idea that every person is equally subjected to the rule of law, that there's no special protection for kings and queens and royalty, that the lowest person in society has the same rights as the highest, most elite political bureaucrat, wealthy person, corporate CEO, or even president, for that matter. Equal justice under the law. And isn't it interesting that Hillary Clinton, who's always talking about equality, how she needs equality and Democrats want equality, well, when it comes to equally applying the law, she doesn't want that at all. She doesn't want equality. She wants special protections. She wants special immunity. And so far, she has received it. So far, she's gotten away with everything imaginable. She has gotten away with ordering the deaths of dozens of people. Do you know how many people have been killed off by the Clintons and their operatives? They're assassins that work for the Clintons. Do the math. Connect the dots, people. It goes all the way back to Vince Foster and Bill Clinton's days as governor. But it's more than that. I mean, you look at all the deaths, all the people who were about to testify against the Clintons, and, whoa, what do you know? They wind up dead. It's a suicide, or it's an accident, or it's a murder. Even Seth Rich at the DNC was murdered because he was the leaker who was sharing details about the DNC with WikiLeaks. We know that now. It's unreal. This woman, Hillary Clinton, is the most ruthless, corrupt political cartel mafia boss in the history of our nation. She is evil incarnate. And I gotta say, to those people out there who had been supporting Hillary Clinton, you've been duped. I mean, the fact that there are still Hillary Clinton worshippers out there makes me finally understand how is it that German citizens in World War II could worship Hitler? Because you're being duped. Hillary Clinton is not exactly like a Hitler. I'm not saying she's Hitler. I'm saying the psychology of how a population can be so misinformed through disinformation that they can worship a murderer and an evil, corrupt, treasonous, ruthless, destructive person. And both Adolf Hitler and Hillary Clinton are destructive, very destructive, lying, deceitful, sociopathic people. And yet there are still many Americans today who think Hillary Clinton's awesome. In fact, she's still widely admired by the left, which just shows you how sick the left has become today. But all that may change. This could be the year that Hillary Clinton goes to jail. This could be the year, well, maybe she doesn't go to jail this year, but it becomes, maybe she gets indicted this year and it leads to a prison term. That would be the best day for America. That would be one of the best days of my life, to know that justice was being served in America against Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and those who colluded with her, the deep state operatives who are anti-America, who tried to overthrow the election, a Democratic election. They tried to overthrow the results because they didn't like the outcome, because they thought they had stolen the election. They thought that they had everything under control. They're going to be in power, and they're going to cover up all their crimes and all the evidence because they would have the White House and the Department of Justice, and they would control the FBI, and they would control everything. That's why it's reported, this may be a rumor, but it's reported that, you know how on election day that evening in 2016, when Hillary Clinton realized she had lost, and she was throwing objects and screaming at people and crying, and she couldn't even make her concession speech because she was going insane. The rumor is that she said that if we lose this election, we're all going to hang. Because she knows that if they don't control the DOJ, if they don't control the executive branch of government, they can't successfully complete their cover-up of all their crimes, all their treason, all their bribery, corruption, selling out the White House to foreign interests, which is what Hillary Clinton did. And the FBI knew about it, and they deliberately covered it up. They committed treason. There are officials within the FBI who need to be imprisoned. They need to be indicted. They need to be behind bars. And if things continue as planned, they may find themselves behind bars, because that's what it's going to take to restore law and the rule of law in America, that no one is above the law, and especially not someone who's about to take over the White House like Hillary Clinton thought she was going to do. She is so corrupt, and she is so evil, and she has gotten so many people killed, not just Benghazi, but people deliberately assassinated who had dirt on the Clintons. And their evil reign of terror and corruption must be brought to an end. And thank God 2018 might finally be the year when that begins to happen. Thank God Trump won the election. Thank God the truth now has a chance of coming out. I covered this in more detail at Clinton.news. Read Clinton.news if you want to stay informed on all this. I also have Trump.news. So give both of those websites a visit and pray for America. Be ready. Be ready to defend your nation if necessary. Be a patriot. Support the Constitution. Support law and support truth. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics. We have morality. We're honest. We have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.